How do you get in front of the people that can make a difference to your business? How do you get your foot through the door to someone or with somebody that is where you would like to be or has been where you want to go? These are all great questions. We talk about them today. You're listening to Your Favorite Media. My name is Monica. Thanks for listening. You have a budget and you know you need a website. Get in touch with us. We can make things happen. We understand what it's like to need an affordable website for your brand new business. YourFavoriteMedia.com. On our last episode, I talked about the pros and cons of joining your neighborhood Chamber of Commerce. And one of the things that the Chamber of Commerce promises is to get you in the room with key influential people in your industry, local to your city, right? So I brought up the point that that's great. It's true. They can do that through luncheons and dinners and these kinds of things where that person is a key speaker. But when you consider the principles of power, that's not going to be the most beneficial for you and your business, because what value do you bring to that speaker, to that CEO, when you have paid to watch them speak? So, piggybacking on that point, I want to talk about how you get the attention of these folks. And there's two ways I want to focus on. Number one, you can be the creator and the sponsor of an event in which you invite that influential person to be a part of a panel or to be a keynote speaker. Now, if you keep in mind the budget, you look at when has this person spoken before, and you can do some research on that if you have an assistant, a virtual assistant, or an intern, or just some free time and you do it yourself. Look at where they've been asked to speak before. Call that company or organization and just say that you're a representative for an agent and you wanted to speak to somebody that could talk about what kinds of speakers they look for and how much they pay those speakers. What the budget is the more professional way of asking. What is your budget for the speaker for X and X event typically? And so you get an idea of how much that person was paid, and you get an idea of whether or not you have the budget for that. Now, keep in mind that for these special events, you can reach out to your competitors even. Come together and create a forum, create a three-day event or a one-day event, offering all the different kinds of services or information that you and your competitors can provide. Because there's so much abundance out there. There's enough room for everybody. So if you're a psychologist and there's a key person that you're trying to get a hold of, trying to make contact with, call up your most serious competitors. I would even do a Google search for specific keywords in your area. For example, psychologists near me, to see who is spending the most money on those ads, because those people understand the value of marketing. So I've given you A, create an event. B, find out how much your influential person that you're targeting has been paid in the past for speaking. And C, create a forum by inviting your competitors to participate. This is to offset costs. And D, you can also invite other sponsors that would benefit from having access to people that would come to this forum. And this is how you create a beautiful event that's going to bring an influential person and put you in a position of power to be able to engage with them, to be able to build a relationship, because there's so many touch points throughout the organization of an event that allows you to reach out, build a relationship, put your name in this person's head in association with something positive, right? And so at that point, you have created a situation in which the principles of power allow for you to interact with this person. You've created value for this person. And now you have access and they can become an acquaintance. And if you work the relationship in a proper way, you can become friendly, even friends or business associates with this person. Yes, it's going to take some time. I always say every new business relationship that is successful for me takes 2 to 4 months to develop. Keep that in mind. I just realized the time. It's almost 5 minutes into this podcast, a little after. And so I didn't get a chance to go into the other two examples that I wanted to share with you, but let's just make this a part one and then next week continue with part two. If you have any questions in the meantime, please feel free to write home@yourfavoritemedia.com. I did get a question last week about whether or not I'm still working on elpasosurf.com project. Yes, I am. And I'll talk a little bit about that if I remember to in next week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Monica. We'll talk soon.